WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
Good morning, WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning.
What is the good word?
You know what? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Well, I know Monday's over. That's a good thing. When you work 5 days a week, it's a big thing to get Monday out of the way.
Yeah, that's true. Now, let me get my cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
Yep.
Okay, I'm back. WRWB 49.
WSHM 738.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's going on there, Sam?
Okay.
Roger on the video chat. You're a little noisy anyway, so we'll see ya.
Yeah, he must be in the wrong spot.
Yeah, you know, UH up, the man can be up, the man can be down, you know, sometimes an inch this way, an inch that way. That's how it works.
Yeah, I see that. That's like when I was out there, you know, by the bay. Usually I have a hard time, you know, when I'm way out. And when I was talking to you guys, it was like nothing.
Yep, there you go. So, it is what it is. Once I get out of range this morning, I'll have to call you on the phone, Mike. What time do you start, late or early?
Late. Yeah, they got me starting late today, so, yeah. You have I have all the time in the world, and you can call me anytime.
I'll call you once I get out of range there, a little later this morning.
Yeah, copy.
Do you hear they're, not that I'm interested, I don't do none of that stuff, but you hear they got a, Uber was originally just giving rides to people, right? Then they come up with Uber Eats, so they would deliver food like DoorDash.
Yeah, Uber Eats, that's been going on for quite some time. Long before COVID, they started doing that Uber Eats thing.
Yeah, now they got one called Uber Weed.
Now Uber's getting in on that, because I know the dispensaries around here, they will deliver to your house. For like a small additional charge.
Is that right? Wow. I would have never thought.
Yep, they do. Yeah, I know, it's all new now. And I think 30, 40 years ago, you'd go to prison for that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Who would have thought? Back in high school, who would have ever thought, you know, smoking wood and weed would have become legal. Never would have thought. But then again, you can say this about a lot of things. Who thought you'd have a handheld phone in your hand, you know, just as powerful as your home PC or more?
Right. That's true. Nowadays, it seems like more and more people are just using their smartphone as their computer and just ditching a desktop.
Certainly using it for their home phone is pretty commonplace.
Yeah, that, well, that's true. Yeah, that's why they're ditching the copper lines and ripping out all the networks in the central offices at AT&T.
Evolution, baby. Evolution.
Now if you want a home phone, it's like what? Voice over IP?
Whoever thought we would have seen all things in Mickey Mouse with a gun in his hand?
Things have changed and evolved.
You know what I mean by the Mickey Mouse comment, right?
You know, no, I don't. It's over my head.
All right, we'll go online and book a Disney vacation through Disney. Pick yourself 3 or 4 days with tickets for those 3 or 4 days and come up with a price and figure out how you're going to get down there. That way you're just looking at the Disneyland price. He's an arm robberer.
What are you saying, that Bob Iger is raking you over the coals?
Ooh, I'll tell you what, it's pretty spendy, dude.
You know, I've never been. You know, one day I'll get there, but yeah, never been.
Yeah, well, it's crazy, so I'll just tell you that. It's pretty crazy. So. Now, if you're already down there and you're staying somewhere, blah, 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 and you're just driving there to go one day, it's, you know, it's not too bad, maybe $180 per person, but, you know, if you're staying there and staying in one of their resorts and buying tickets for multiple days, ouch!
Yeah, I can imagine. Not cheap.
Yeah, you stay for a few days, you know what I mean? Stay in the hotel for a few days, flying down, rental car, you know, you guess how much all that is, I'll send you down there for free with a Mickey Mouse hat.
Man.
The number's so big, I don't want people to faint out here, so I sent it to you on text.
Yes, let me look at it.
And that isn't feeding anybody yet.
Wow. That is a lot.
Right, I bet you didn't even think that high of a number, have you? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
No wonder why they're going bankrupt. Man. I mean, that's highway robbery.
That's what I mean. That's what I said. Mickey Mouse with a gun in his hand. And you know the best deal out of everything? When you look at the hotel and the tickets, you know, and you look at the rental car or flights going down. You know the best price? Was the flights going down, there and back, straight through. That was the best bargain of it all.
That's crazy. Unbelievable, man. That's, you know, it never used to be that way. it really, you know, then they wonder why they're, you know, Bob bikers have to come in and try to rescue them.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff, you know, such a beautiful area and weather typically, and a megatropolis of parks, you know, and then that. So don't count me in for any Memorial Day parades this year, unless you're coming down there to join one.
No, I'm not going down there anytime soon.
All right, time for me to hop in the shower. I'll catch up with you. WSHM 738.
All right, I'll catch you a little bit. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WRWB 49, we're standing by.
WFB 2754, who left the air conditioner on?
Like, don't let the sun go down on me.
It's a cold 7 degrees, kind of breezy.
Only 7? That's not too bad.
Must be in a hot spot.
I think I keep doubling with somebody. Go ahead.
I said he must be in a hot spot. I got 5 degrees in my truck.
Yeah, who's that?
Okay, 8. Now I feel better.
Almost to your destination there, Charlie.
Not quite. Just crossing over 14 mile right now.
Yeah, copy that. We had somebody else in there too. Go ahead.
Good morning. WSTK 347.
Yeah, good morning. I thought that was you. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it was a bit breezy up there in my house this morning. Felt a lot colder than it really is.
Oh, I can believe it.
Man, somebody needs to get out here and clean up Little Mac exit. Coming off that at speed, you're going to end up in that big hole.
I believe it, yeah. Need to get on that. Usually MDOT, you know, and the county are pretty good at keeping that stuff up, but evidently there's no money in the budget for some exit or entrance ramps.
The snow's starting to drift across it a little bit. Glad I was slowing down. It's goes from dry pavement to two track and snow drifts right around that curve.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that one there can be a little tricky when it's slick out.
Pick it up there, Joe. You're a man of small words.
A little bit. Watching the road, watching the guy in front of me.
What time you got a word today, Mike?
Nine
30. You got time to go take a nap.
Yeah, I was supposed to work at 6:30, but my one guy switched to times, So I'm like, all right, looks like I'm going in later today.
I don't know if I can do that. He's switching my hours back and forth, 6 in the morning, 9 in the morning, 8.
Yeah, I've been doing it that way for years. I'm used to it.
Yeah, I like having a dedicated start time as well. At least I know when I'm starting.
But just because I couldn't really make out who that was. I think that was Paul.
Wow, was it that week? The band must be in bad shape. I was in my garage. I said, yeah, just because you walked through the door doesn't mean you started.
Not the start, it's the coffee tray.
It's double.
That's an excellent point.
Thank you. It's the only points I typically make. Good morning. Good morning, Charlie. I think Mike and then the other guy, don't know him well enough to commit his name to memory yet, but I've heard you in there recently, and good morning.
Morning, John Paul.
Yeah, good morning.
Times to associate it with the voice and store it into my limited memory banks here.
Good morning. My name's Joe.
Hey Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
It was the guitarist guy from the 70s. Jimi Hendrix, that's it.
All right, WSHM 738.
Drop down to 6 degrees. I ought to go home.
Yeah, they're talking about there was supposed to be some lake effect this morning coming from across the state, but now they're saying it's supposed to land here by noon. Pretty long haul for lake effect, but it does happen that way. Sometimes referred to as snow squalls.
Yeah, hooray, hurrah. Yeah, they were talking about that today.
As long as it's not enough to have to shovel again. I'm tired of shoveling snow.
Yeah, me too. I did it when I came home yesterday, whatever. Fell over Sunday night into Monday morning. I don't really have time to do it in the morning. I like my couple cups of coffee. Oh, I know what I forgot. All right, I'll be all right. Anyways, yeah, I like to have my couple cups of coffee and unwind a little bit, jump in the shower, get dressed, and get going, but I don't often have too much time to be shoveling a walkway and a driveway before work. I don't schedule that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I shovel out the end of the driveway after the snowplow went by, and by that time, I went ahead and shoveled the rest, but I didn't dig out the snow blower.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute. I got to take out the trash and stuff, so I'll be back. WRWB
49. There's Warren Don Garbalis just out here that, like, rummaging through people's garbage and repeat what they see in it. Terrible. Not something I would do, but it has happened. And to you in particular. All right, Joe, where are you going? Joe, where are you at? How's it going this morning?
Doing pretty good. Just got pulled into the lot to work. Yeah, I had to shovel yesterday, too. I broke the scraper on the bottom of my snowblower. I had to order a new one of them. That won't be here till Friday, so hopefully we won't get enough snow to I got to use a snowblower again.
Nah, it's just going to be a dusting, right? So, Just enough to make roads slick, I think they said, so it's not a snowstorm, it's just lake effect blowing across from the west side of the state. All right, very good. I'm pulling into the parking lot there. Charlie, you're probably getting pretty close at this point too, right?
Just suited in park. Just got in my spot. I'm going to have a couple sips of coffee and then I'm going to head in.
Perfect.
Same here. Everybody have a good day. And 73, we got to get to work. Or we got to get in the building anyway, like Paul says.
All right, good morning to you. Hope it goes by quick. And non-eventful.
Perfect would have been pulling into my parking spot at home, Paul.
Right, yeah.
All right, 73, everybody. WSDJ 347.
All right, WSDK 347. Have a good one, Joe.
Take care, Joe. Catch you tomorrow. Every day it's the same old cry and whine, man. I want winter over.
Well, I mean, I've said this before. It's kind of like the problem here in Michigan is, you know, the summers and the fall and the springs are great. It's just not enough of it in too long a winter. That's really the problem. No. After all the math is done, for me, that's the issue. If winter was 3 months long, you could deal with it a little better. I mean the cold weather and the snow and the, you know, the gray, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's just too long.
Yeah, it'd be great if it was like a light switch, you know. Come the first day of spring, they flip the switch, everything's green, birds are chirping, 70 degrees, snow's gone.
I was in my bad spot there for a second. Yeah, give me bad weather from December, January, and February, and then turn it to 55 and 60 degrees, I'm good with it.
Yeah, the air is so cold, it's not even getting warm through the heater. I hate it, Paul. I'm not big on Florida, but I think I'd go right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I vacation down there in July, so hot weather don't bug me any. I'd rather have that than this. Yeah, it is what it is. Got much longer to go.
Wouldn't say that. It snows in April often enough.
Yeah, but it don't stay long.
Just the idea of seeing it.
Hey, I've seen snow flurries in the middle of May 1 year a few years back, and not all that long ago. I mean, it didn't add up to anything, but there were snow flurries in the air. And I remember it being the 15th of May. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, ah!
Should be a law against that.
Criminal.
Felony, even.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine down in Toledo yesterday. He said they got a foot of snow down in Toledo.
Yeah, I was watching that weather system go through. The entire state of Ohio and Pennsylvania was just nothing but dark blue snow.
They're tougher in Ohio. They put snow emergencies on, and you're not supposed to be, like, driving around in it either. Well, they got this freeway system jacked up.
Well, you run across 696?
There's train killers out here. I never talk about my path of travel. There's train killers out here, Charlie. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Homicidal stalkers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the construction thing, you know. It just never comes to an end. It only gets worse. I mean, there are going to be two things left on this earth when there's a nuclear holocaust. It's going to be lawyers and construction workers.
State flower of Michigan, construction barrels.
Exactly. And of course, leading up to the point where, you know, I'm trying to go, once you get past the big mile and a half long jam up, then when you look at the path just before you're going where you want to go, it's sailing clear. A cluster bleep, I believe, is what they refer to that as. Anyways, Charlie, I know you're getting pretty close. I don't want to get any elongated conversation. Make sure you have a good morning, and we'll catch you later.
Yep, it's time to make the coffee. You guys have a good day. Mike, if you're out there, we'll catch you in the afternoon. Y'all drive safe. WSBT 754.
SHM
935. WRUZ 935 mobile.
WSIC 866 mobile monitoring.
Who's the breaker?
No, I didn't think there'd be an ID. WRUZ 35.
WIZX 218. WIZ 58, copy.
WIZX 218, you got a copy on the jet?
I got a copy on you. That 625 is down. It's not working. I don't know what's the reason. Anyhow, you're coming a little bit scratchy, Roger.
Roger. Belt up. Only gets 50 pieces there, Roger.
Yeah, I said the 625 is down. The repeater 625 is down. Anyhow, you got a little bit scratchy, but you're through it. You're sounding okay. WIZX 218, you still out there? Yeah, Randall, we'll talk later. See if we can get that 625 going. WIUG 48.
WXEU 202, we hear ya.
WSIC 866 mobile monitoring.
WSBQ 996, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49. WSBQ 996, you out there? WRWB 49 calling. Negative copy on WSBQ 996. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
We support ICE.
Okay.
MRS community loves ICE.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
WRUZ 935, WSHM 738.
WSHS 567, monitor.
What's going on, Sam? WSHM 738.
Not much, man. Rent free, you know how it goes.
There you go. Got your house paid off. No rent to be paid. Rent free. What else going on? How's the snowblower business? Oops, I doubled. How's the snowblower business?
Everything's good.
Alright. Getting a bunch of snow to help you out there, huh?
It brought up the snowblowers, and it broke a few of them, so yeah, it's helped.
Yeah, there you go. Have you talked to Bob the last couple of days?
No, not in a couple of days.
Okay, you heard he ate a chocolate chip cookie yesterday, haven't you?
Did he choke to death on it?
How dare you?
How dare me? How dare them fall for anything they hear?
Hey, they're looking for it, they got it. You know what I mean? There you go. They should be thankful. Anyways, that's it. Another cool day, a little bit of wind. I had to make a stop on the way home. And I'm getting close to being there now, so to take my shoes off and unwind for a bit.
Copy all that, I did. Alright, I gotta go check out and see what the granddaughter thinks. She's in there being quiet. That usually for the 3-year-old means she's up to no good. WSHF 567, standing by.
Yeah, I hold the same theorem on GMRS. Been quiet the last couple of days for the most part. Same thing. All right, see ya. WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
WB 49, and we're standing by.
WB 49 calling WSBT 754, you out there?
I was just reaching for the microphone. Afternoon, Mike, WSBT 754.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSBT 257, I mean mobile and monitoring.
Yeah, what's going on, Charlie?
Making my way down the big road, just going by Gibraltar right now.
Yeah, copy that. I just got one more stop to do, and then I'll be done for tonight.
How long does that last stop normally take here? A few minutes, a couple hours?
A few hours.
Yeah, Roger. Well, at least you get home in a decent time anyway. Two down, two to go. And man, it's still cold out here.
17 degrees out right now on my thermometer here.
Yeah, I got about that 19 or whatever. Yeah, I'm done with it, man. Skip February, knock out, and start going the other direction.
We can only hope, right?
60-degree day is going to be like in late March. Oh, man. Tomorrow would be great.
We got another breaking station. Go ahead there, 347.
How's Mike and Charlie doing this afternoon? WSDG 347, this is Joe waving hand.
Hey, Joe, we must have the same hours.
Probably 6 to 2:30.
Well, I'm 6 to 9:30. Close enough. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? Just making my way to my last stop here, and I get to go home.
Well, that's a good deal. That's a good deal.
You're probably already home then, huh, Joe?
Yep. Sitting in the garage. Playing with the radio.
Yeah, that traffic's moving along perfect, man. Beating feet. No slowdowns nowhere yet, so that's working out just fine.
That's what you like to see. Just keep going.
I just passed a cop with a big truck, one of them motor carrier cops with a big truck, and it wasn't even slowing down for that, so that's good. Normally something like that would have it backed up for 2 miles.
That one that's right there at what, the 242 on the right shoulder?
Yep, that'd be the one.
Yep, I seen it. As State Trooper has somebody pulled over. Yeah, truck pulled over. Big truck. Probably had something to do with his load or, you know, something broken on his truck.
Yeah, them motor carrier guys can pull them over at any time, no matter what. They don't even have to have a reason. They can pull them out for a compliance check, or if they see something, or they run their DOT number through the computer and give them a reason, but yeah, they can pull them over anytime for anything. They don't need a reason. But if I was to guess, when it's 19 degrees out, he's got a reason. And I'm sure he ain't pulling them over just to check his logbook in this weather.
Probably not, you know. Now, hey, State of Michigan's got to make money somehow.
Yeah, they're closing up most of their weigh stations. There's only a handful of them that are open. I know they closed that one there along here on 94. Geez, a long time ago, man. Long time ago they closed it up. Yeah, I don't know. They do more roving patrols. I don't know if that's cost-cutting or what, but I would think it'd be better to have a way station. I know places like Kentucky, they run theirs all the time, man. Elizabethtown to Kentucky going south just out of Cincinnati, man. That's one of the notorious ones. Not Michigan. Close them up.
Well, they got the one there on 75 just outside of, what's that, Clarkston? Going towards Flint, Tennessee. That one, they use that for, I think, a state police outpost and DOT outpost.
Yeah, they have one on 96 out that way as well, I believe.
Yeah, I think they do.
The one on 75 that Mike's talking about, don't remember seeing any trucks in there pulling in there. I see a state police car in there all the time when I'm going up north or coming home.
I think they just use that as an outpost for state police. That's it. It's not used as a way station no more.
Well, that'll explain it.
There's one on 69 just north of the state line that's normally open all the time. I believe the one down on 75 north of Toledo is usually open. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a lot of years since I drove truck and had to worry about them, so I don't think about it.
Anyway, gentlemen, well, I'm where I gotta be, so I will talk to you guys later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
In the morning, Mike, WSBT 754.
Talk to you later, Mike. Have a good day. WSDJ 347.
Yeah, I'll be getting to the end of my rope here pretty quick as well, Joe. Once I get past this rest area up here, I drop off right quick, like. And it looks like we're coming into a whiteout, so. I'm going to throw both hands on the wheel. We'll catch you tomorrow morning, sir, if you're out there. WSBT 754.
Alright, you have yourself a good day. Be careful driving. We'll talk to you in the morning. WSTJ 347.
WSL on 302. One on their 302. WRWB 489.
Hey, Mike, just heading to the homestead. Getting ready to get on the expressway. Oh, man. It is.
You're barely getting in there, but you're getting in. I just got to finish up one more stop here, and then I'll be done. Be done just in time for that hockey game tonight.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good, then. That's good. Because it's get a little snow squad. coming in and out.
Yeah, I heard we're supposed to get more snow, but oh well. Nothing I can't handle right.
Ham radios too with digital mode.
Oh, okay. That's why the price varies, got it.
Yeah, some that are just strictly, you know, GMRS only. I mean, that's what they're, you know, they're already pre-programmed.
Which one, the expensive ones, or the both of them, the cheaper ones and the expensive ones? They're both pre-programmed, right?
Cheaper ones. No, the more expensive jobs, like Anytone and that, that have built-in, you know, that are that also do digital mode. Those you got to program, you know, using the chirp program. Unless you're like me and just do it the old-fashioned way and just sit there for about 40 minutes and program all the frequencies you want manually into it.
Okay, I got you. That sounds cool. That sounds good, okay.
Yep, I take it you must be getting closer to your home because you're getting in a little better, stronger and stronger as you move north.
Yeah, 7 mile and 94 I'm at, yep. Coming up to 8 miles.
Okay. You know, I haven't heard Pauly out here in a while. I've been calling for him. I'll have to give him a phone call, see what he's been up to. That's WSBQ 996.
Yeah, it's always good to get somebody to call every now and then to see how they're doing. You're right.
Every now and then here you'll get tropospheric ducting, and you'll get stations coming in from, you know, say, Ohio or New York or sometimes across state, like, you know, like Grand Rapids or even as far as, like, Chicago, depends.
That's cool. That's good. Yeah, that's wild how that was. That's pretty cool how that works then.
It usually happens around like fall time, you know, summer, late summer, early fall, and there, that's when the temperature changes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be cool to hear that. Yep. I'll have to look into maybe a mobile base one, you know, that can mount permanently in the vehicle here.
The video that I'm running right now is like basically no bigger than a pack of Camel Whites, and I got it hooked to a cup holder mount. You know, it only cost me like $119.
Can't beat that at all. That's a beautiful price.
Talk more long-winded on your rig. I mean, it's got a built-in fan. You know, it's bolted onto the back of the heat sink, and it's thermal-controlled. So as you talk long-winded, it goes faster and faster, and then as you let off the key, then it you know, starts to wind down.
Oh, that's how that works. All right. That's pretty cool. I see a lot of those on the internet, the cheaper ones, have it all in the mic. You know, it mounts in the, you know, under the dash, and then you got everything in the mic there. Pretty cool.
It's like a remote faceplate, but I mean the receiver itself, you know, it like tucks underneath. There's like a little box.
and tucks up underneath. It's almost like the concept of the Cobra 75WX.
Yeah, okay, I got it. I got that, yeah.
Radio oddity you should stay away from is that one, I think it's called the DB20G. I think that one's just strictly GMRS, and that one don't have a built-in fan, so when it gets hot, it gets hot.
Oh, what was the number on that one again, you said?
DB20G, that one, you know, it don't have a built-in fan like this one, and when you talk long winded, it's hot. I mean, so hot that it starts, you know, causing the radio to malfunction.
Gotcha. Thanks for the advice on that one. Yeah. I'll remember that. Oh, I'm almost at my destination here.
Yeah, copy. You're still getting in pretty good, so.
Good, good, good. All right. I will talk to you, Mike. WSLI 302. I'm going to get out of here for a little bit, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, we will talk to you later. This is Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo 49, and we'll be clear. I can hear you, you know, before I clear out of here. WRWB 49 and we're clear.
WSGG 772 on the handheld.
Afternoon, 772 WRNW 329.
How am I coming in? I got the new Ocean handheld, the KG935G Plus.
Nice and clear here in my mobile. I'm in the mobile here. Sounding nice and clean.
Oh, thanks for that. Yeah, I'm sitting in my living room in my house. I'm at Ryan and West Utica Road in Shelby Township.
Hey, I'm headed northbound here. No, sorry, westbound 23 mile. 23 and Gratiot around that area. But yeah, it's sounding real good here in my mobile. I just got a new antenna I put on this thing yesterday. How's it sounding back to you?
You're coming in crystal clear like you're sitting right next to me talking.
Copy that. Well, we're both fairly close to the repeater. We're not too far away, I guess.
Yeah, the Macomb repeaters in downtown Mount Clemens.
About 3 miles from there, so it's real close. So I don't know how this thing sounds out in the distance. For the antenna, I just put it on yesterday.
Yeah, the new antenna sounded real good.
appreciate it. I might have that same handheld you got. Maybe there. I think I have it. It's called a Kwajang. Is that the name of it? You say the handheld?
It's the Ocean KG935G+.
Okay, I might have that one too. I got a bunch of radios, handhelds, and I only use one really, but yeah, I'll have to check when I get home. Now that you mention it, I better put a charge on it. It's been sitting for a while. Try to keep the battery alive, and I guess.
Yeah, I just got this today in the mail. Was on sale, and I wanted to get a really good handheld because my first one, when I first got into GMRS, I got the Bofang.
Yeah, well, after a while, you might have three or four radios, all for different occasions, I guess. Depends how you, where you're going or what you're doing. But you want to bring the cheap one with you just in case it gets broken or that kind of thing. I don't know.
I also got a TID radio handheld. That's for when I'm going to go out of state, out of the area, because I can quick switch over to local repeaters when I go in from town to town, state to state.
Hey, does that one have a GPS on it or Bluetooth, that kind of stuff?
It doesn't have GPS. It's got the Bluetooth and the app, and you can make changes right on your cell phone instead of going on a computer to change everything. I like it. It's sweet.
That sounds real handy for going out of town instead of plugging it in computer. Go on the app, choose your location, and it'll give you all the codes you want to load into it.
Yeah, another reason why I got it is I don't have a computer right now. What I use for a computer is my smartphone, basically.
About the same way. I got a laptop, but it's so old and it takes forever to even fire up. So just about everything I do is on the my phone also. The phone just about does everything you want to do unless you got to plug into something. But most things, you like say, you connect Bluetooth.
Yeah, I hear you. I got a real old HP laptop. It's like I don't even mess with that anymore. It's so out of time, out of date with the Windows.
I copy that. I think I'm going to use mine for the QRZ page. I can log all my contacts on the 10 meter. I got it set up for that, but I haven't been using it. I've been doing logging it on my phone. But I think I'll set up the laptop for that. A little bigger screen. Easier navigation, I guess, while you're talking on the radio.
Yeah, I copy that. As I get older, I need bigger screens. But the push buttons on the handhelds are getting smaller because the screens are getting bigger. But I could deal with the smaller push buttons, but I'm 63 years old. I need a bigger screen.
Sure, Dad. I ain't far behind you. I know the feeling. Yeah, the vision's not like it used to be.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah. Also, you're starting to feel the aches and pains too, the age pain.
Well, it all depends what day it is, I guess. You get knees, back, get these little aches here and there. Get up, just keep pushing, I guess. Keep moving forward.
Yeah, I'm still working full-time. I got another 4 years before I can get the max on my coach.
I got about the same time, about another 4 years. 3, I could probably do it in 3. Getting closer, start lining things up, getting rid of a whole lot of stuff that I don't need.
Oh yeah, copy that.
Name's Tim here.
Yeah, my name's Paul. I go by WSGT 772 Shelby Township. I always say Shelby Township because there's a couple other Pauls out there.
Copy that. I'm good with voices. And, if I talk to you enough, I can remember the numbers. But I'll recognize it if I hear you out there again.
That's another thing about getting older is your memory. So all I go by is the last 3 numbers. And if I remember the name, I'll go by the name too. So whatever the brain can remember, that's what I shout out, LOL.
Copy that. You don't want to put too much in the hard drive and overstress, overdrive it.
Yeah, this head doesn't come with a cooling fan.
Heard that.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here watching YouTube channels.
I copy. Okay. I'm about 10 minutes from home here. I'll probably have my handheld on here in a bit, so I don't want to hold up the frequency. Maybe somebody else out there wants to use it here. Copy.
Yeah, copy that. So this is WSGG 772, Shelby Township, and we are clear.
Hey, nice talking to you. Nice meeting you. Hopefully you have fun on the radio. Maybe we'll catch you a little bit later. WRNW 329, we're clear for now.
WSEU 202, good evening.
Audio. Thank you.
WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township.